Welcome to Yob 5 for today. The James Webb Space Telescope, launched on the 25th of December 2021, is designed primarily to conduct infrared astronomy. As the largest optical telescope in space, its high infrared resolution and sensitivity allow it to view objects too early, too distant, and too faint for the Hubble Space Telescope. It not only shows what man can achieve, but also enables us to see wonderful images of the universe. Today, our perception of space is so vastly different from when men just looked up into the sky and marvelled at the stars that they could see. The new telescope lets us, through the wonders of science, see further into the universe than ever before. We can see the magnificent sights such as the Cartwheel Galaxy, and we have access through the internet to wonderful pictures that have wowed millions. We knew that the universe was majestic and vast. We knew there were billions of stars in our galaxy and billions of galaxies. Now, through this advance in technology, we know that there are at least 2 trillion galaxies. That is mind-blowing. Those sort of numbers we cannot really comprehend. Listening to a number of reports, professors have been quoted, "This will make us rethink science." Why would this be? Man, in all his cleverness, is not God. Science is the discovery of the wonder of God's creation. As clever as man is, he cannot understand God fully. The more man discovers, the more he realizes that there is more to find out. It is almost impossible to think of over 2 trillion galaxies containing hundreds of thousands of stars. This implies that as wonderful as this new telescope is, there is far more to see. What we have not been able to see yet, Psalm 147 tells us, God has counted and named each star. It goes on to say, "Great is our Lord, mighty in power. His understanding is infinite." As we gaze further and further into the universe and realize that there is so much unseen, it might cause us to ask, what's the point of it all? Thankfully, the psalmist told us that too. Psalm 19 tells us, "The heavens declare the glory of God." The universe is there just to show us how wonderful, powerful and majestic God is. Through observing this wonderful display, we can begin to scratch the surface of who God is. In Psalm 8, the psalmist says about the Lord God that his name is excellent in the earth, and we live on a planet blessed by God. Amazingly, he goes on to say, that he has set his glory above the heavens. What we see in the wonder of the universe is just a fraction of the glory of God. How wonderful he must be. The psalmist then says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" When we try to grasp just who God is and the glory that he has, it should astound us that he would even want to have anything to do with us. We are sinners. We rebel and break his law. Yet despite our sin, the God of highest heaven looks at us in our plight, and this God, this great God, came to earth in Jesus Christ, who was punished so that we could be with him. Our sin was the barrier between us and the wonderful loving God, a gap far bigger than the universe. Now, because of the cross of Jesus Christ, we can come to him through repenting and believing in him. Thank you for listening. God bless you.